Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. The last time I said that, boy, did they clap. Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. And I'd like to thank Torah Anytime. That's good, that background music. Now all the guys are going to think I have about 1,000 people here. That's what I want. And also, I want to thank Torah Anytime and Kavish Gacham Pratis and Kala Lashin. And I want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalilu for this opportunity to speak for his holy Jewish people who accepted his holy Torah. You know who these people are? If they would only know who they are, they'd be dancing. These holy, holy Jews. Ashrei Chalkasim. Now, for Erev Shavuos, it's up to you. It's an Eser Ratzin. There's no Yom Tov like Shavuos. Forget it. Shavuos is... It's not Shaiach. Shavuos. Hey, look at Shavuos. You know, we Jews got the power to fight against the Goyim wanted to burn them at the stake. You know what stopped them? They remembered Har Sinai. You know what stopped the Yidden from being Nishal? You know. Oh, okay. You know what stopped them being Nishal? They remembered Har Sinai. And Baal Shem HaKadosh, his famous story, Baal Shem Tov, he was a Malamed. And he was explaining what Har Sinai looks like to his Talmidim and little Kindlach. And everybody remembered. When he was finished, they remembered Har Sinai. That's something, except for one boy. That boy went off to Darach. That's something. Ah, Har Sinai. Kleinekad, your whole year of Shemayim comes from Har Sinai. You were at Har Sinai. What an abroad. I've no words to describe. What a schus to be at Har Sinai. Shaiach. We saw a colors of rock and the Eibush that came down. Now, okay. Anoichin la yelacha. Anoichin la yelacha mipi aguru shamanu. I am involved in the first two more than anything else. Anoichin la yelacha. I know. I also learned Taisus. I also learned Mishnayas. I also learned Halachas. I also learned. But number one, like the Rambam, he'd rather teach Emunah than anything else. Anaihi Hashem Alikachi, you got that straight or else you got serious problems. You got Fida Chas V'Chalila. You're not involved in that Sugya. Those are all the people that are scaring the daylights out of you. According to the Chavis Ovas. Don't worry, we're not Bali V'Dazar. Easy, easy, easy. You know how to say that nowadays. But you want to inspire yourself to work on not being afraid of people. So yes, like according to the Chavis Avavis, that's what it is. You're afraid of human beings. Do I have them? They like me. They don't like me. All that stuff. It makes you dizzy. Enough of that. I'm going to say some very, very nasty stuff. I would like to have the safety. Do I have it? It's not here. It's okay. I'll do a bapa. But I like to show you inside word for word the Sefer Ikrim, I believe, is the one that quotes Yeshaya HaNavi. Rabbi said, get ready. Here it goes. It's going to be Lebedik now. No, it's not. I don't see the Sefer. Oh, is it going to be Lebedik? Do you know what Yeshaya HaNavi said? I believe it's Sefer Ikrim that quotes him. Do you know what he said? How do you say that? And he wonders himself, how did a Navi talk like that? He describes the human being. That it goes in and it goes out. That's what we're all about. All human beings are. You eat and, you know, and the next step is it goes out. A Navi should say such a thing. And he said, why is a Navi talking like that? Shai a Navi. Because he's desperate. People are so petrified of each other. He has to talk like that. That means a big businessman is so scared of. Do you know what happens to him a few times a day? He's, you know, he has to go out. And it smells. You know that? He smells that guy. Oh, come on. You see, he puts on some perfume. And boy, he smells great. And he look at that suit. Look at that smile. And he's such a great guy. And he's so popular. So the Navi is desperate not to turn that man into a Avodah Zarah. So he describes him as a guy who smells. And so does this other fancy guy or rich guy or this doctor that you think he owns the world, and he comes to you with that serious look on his face. The guy goes to the toilet. Or the judge that you petrify, he also smells his head off a couple of times a day. Or they're all the same. Yeah, it could be tzaddikim too. They're just not the Eibishta. They all smell. They smell a mile. All of these guys, they're constantly in the mode of in and out of the toilet, and we hope. That's a big matana to go to the toilet. Some people don't appreciate that. You make an ashiyotza to thank Hashem that I'm one of those ardent toilet goers. I go and get some toilet and some toilet and some toilet all your life. Gisa bayama malayla. People go to the toilet and they smell. Oh, it's got, they close the door and nothing happened. Oh, what do you mean nothing happened? You just, it just happened. You're a human being, big shot. You think you're the Eibishter. Pari tried to fool the world by saying he didn't go to the toilet. That was his big thing. Not going to the toilet. That's, aha. He doesn't go to the toilet. I'm so happy. So that's why the Eibishter said, Moshe, get him on the way to the toilet. But he used to go, he used to go. Pari said he's not going to, he's about to fool everybody. That's the way. So some people somehow, especially I think today the toilets, there used to be an outhouse. So now I think the moon is weaker. So people fool themselves. It just flush. It never happened, you know. Oh, a second. What do you mean it never happened? You know what you are? You smell, my dear friend. All these fancy guys and these beautiful looking people. They stink. All of them. But he's chashev. Yeah, but he still stinks. But he's a tzaddik. He also, the only guy who didn't go to the bathroom was Pari. Pari the nestig dog. So, you want to get that out of your system and stop being afraid of people. Who cares? They like you. You said the wrong thing. I shouldn't have said that. So and so doesn't like me anymore. You know who so and so is? Were you ever in the toilet? Oh, you don't go? That's him. He also goes. Now you're still scared of him? Oh, yeah, but still his opinion. What opinion? You know what Geshen told me about people's opinions? He said the guy with his opinion, all the opinions he's so petrified about, the guy in front of you is one shtick negia from head to toe. His opinion is zilch. His opinion is formed by his environment and by his, it's all negius. What makes him? There was once a younger man, a bachur who was like, he used to curse out all the guys who learned Biyun. So you guys don't want to learn anything. You're a maratza. He used to finish off shas again and again. He was a whiz. He was good at it. And somebody once pointed out to me, you know, them Golgrader. He pointed out to me, you know why he doesn't like the Iyun guys? Because he's not good at Iyun. So he made all the Iyun guys a puzzle. The Bekir's guys are good. Now, I like them all. I'm not taking sides. But I just want to be ma'edah. This Adam Gadol pointed out to me, he's only opinion. He doesn't like Iyun people. He's not good at it. So, I don't hold from it. You're not good at it. No, it's not right.
Tie's not good.
What?
Who?
My tie isn't good.
It's on the back. It's from the front.
Oh.
Listen to me. I've been a malam and a teva.
Wait, is this right? Watch this come out better than ever. Now, where do I put this?
On the jacket.
Okay. Here we go. Now, this is by far the most interesting shmooze I ever gave. What's next with this thing? Is there everybody hops that's going on? The Rebbe has to be adjusted. There was a Rebbe, I'm not saying his name. I may try. There's a Rebbe, our God will be Israel. He used to fix his pants, Barabba. And one of his chassidim came here once. This man was really big, really, the holiday is tzaddik, a green. But he fixed his pants right there in front of his thousands of chassidim. And I say, what a waste, you could have been an avadi, we could have used you. Don't worry, he was a holy man, tzaddik. I went to him once. Oh, was he sweet like crazy. But he used to fix his pants. He used to get up, millet of fish. Excuse me, everybody. He didn't say excuse me either. Let's get this just straightened out. I'm human. Bug off. I have to fix my pants. What do you want from me? I went to one of the biggest rebbes in the world. I'm not saying his name. It's Hasidim. Kamat, like, you know, they hold like, and it's good like that. You're supposed to hold from your Rebbe a lot. And he, and I sort of see them was standing in awe, sitting back, and he was on a red carpet alone. And everyone was, what's he going to do next? Takes out a handkerchief, and he goes, boom! You heard him a mile away. I blew my nose. What do you want from me? Yeah, you're making a gut. You know, me got you there, but once they say it, once they came to him, say the night, and his Talmidim were there, they were horrified. He was tough, too. He could take the inkwell and send it flying. Anybody from Minkatche, you know? Oh. Menachas Eluzer was no pushover. He was a, my Shver Zatzal was his Talmud. He was a super edler person. He was a Tzadik Yisayid Olam. There's nothing like him. But he was known for his Kanoyis, you know. He was, and he used to say in Machshavei V'Zichrei, oh, how's everything? In Machshavei V'Zichrei, you know. He used to say it like, no problem. Now, he once said, he had a gabbai named Chaim Ber. I met Chaim Ber. Was he sugar? I loved him. And he said, Chaim Ber is man. Chaim Ber is my aid. I never cursed a Jew. What's going on here? So we don't understand. Is he in the Vardy, they're also very tough. Not in a different way. They killed each other. Like, I'm a Russia, and so are you. We're all the same, all terrible. So this is what they say. Din lamata, ain't din lamala. When you're chappy, you're here, then up there they leave you alone. That's what they say. Anyway, I don't do too much of that stuff. I'm scared how people might take it serious. You know, you got to be, people are sensitive, so you know, don't kid around. Anyway, so anyway, how did we get to this? Anyway, now I'm gonna say a few things over here. First of all, it's Erev Shavuos, and the more you make Shavuos, the more you'll get out of it. You make couple, first be mispal your head off. Hey, Mister, please help me do it right. Now, there's different levels of Shavuos. Rabbi Miller says, Ish lefi mahaloli. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. You can tell a person by what he praises. Some people come back from the Rebbe's Tish, the Torah was great. I know all about you. You're into learning. You're not Machiah. Another guy comes and says, the Migunim were God. That's what you are. Ish kefi maloli, what you praise, that's what you're all about. And another guy comes back, the kegel was givaldi. Remember, Miller says that he's kegel. That's what he's all about. So that's what he praises. So now we're coming to Shavuos, and my wife's cheesecake is going strong. Now the shell is, where am I holding? What kind of Kabbalah Satayra am I heading for? The learning, the cheesecake. I want to say the following. Nobody needs to be told that learning is everything. Mashkir Zatzal of Nelson held its Yem HaDin for Hasmada and Torah. You learn as much as you can. Okay. People are different. Not everybody can do that. Nobody should. Not everybody should. I have a Chazal for those who do. There's a Chazal that I say, handle with care. It says, Kol HaPoisik Midivrei Torah. Achilin oisai gachalid is summon. Hot coals of rosim, whatever that is. So if you stop learning for a minute, guess what's going to happen to you? You like the chazal? Because it's not the hate. It's halig. Don't play games of halig or chazal. But some people, it's not a halig thing for him to run into that chazal. Because there are people who go for the wrong chazal. And unfortunately, they're in trouble. The Chazal knew what they were saying, and there's a truth in everything they said. But not every Chazal, there's other Chazal. The Chazal often a pasuk. Tachas Hashem Yevadata, Hashem Likacha Besim, Chazal Chazal, it's a pasuk. What do you say to that one? That Chazal for many of us, we gotta chaza that one. We gotta chaza being Besimcha. Ah, If you show Hashem on Shavuos how happy you are that you have the Torah, you can't imagine what you're giving Zechut to. And the best people in the world are those people that can barely squeeze a smile on their faces because, I just saw the sefer that has about the bathroom stuff. You see, B'tach B'Hashem, you see that? You got it. Let's see. Take a look. Okay, anyway. What was I speaking about in the Chazal? Yeah. So, the Chazal about being B'Simcha. Thank you. Chazal about being B'Simcha. Yeah. You show Hashem. But you can't. I'm not such a smiley type. And I'm plenty depressed. I'm depressed from way back. Like, for me, being depressed, that's what it's all about. Who's not depressed? I heard from Matasio. So Zion Gazin Shtak for Shalema. I heard him say it in public. Let's face it. Most of us are guns fine depressed. Alright? Anybody have problems at this point? Does it feel better? Tzoros Rab Mchatzi Nechama? Most of us are depressed. And then he says, if you're not depressed yet, it's coming. You wait. We'll get there. He heard this from Matasio. That he also said, the clowns, they say, are the worst cases. I testify to that. I counted 10 people. For sure, 10 people. Not 9. Through my years, you know, people open up to me. I don't know, for some reason, everybody tells me it's Pekla. If you know what they tell me. They tell me, the guy barely knows me. He's already telling me. Anyway, so they tell me, so one of the people have spoken to me, many, many, many of them, are people whose smiles are so gewaldig. I'm a kind of that smiles. And the guy, he looks at me, he smiles like this. You can't tell I'm depressed? No. Look at yourself. You're great. Come on. You don't know that I'm depressed? No, I don't. I'm terribly. In fact, I'm on medication. Oh, that's so nice. You don't, people fool themselves. They think the other guy is not depressed. You're depressed. He's not. They're all depressed. And what's wrong being depressed? That's my old vote. So let's be depressed. What's a schnell? What's a schlecht? Be depressed! I'm a gabbai. He's bringing in a bottle of pro-depressants. Let's take some pro-depressants. And let's get depressed. What's a schlecht? Anyway, the truth is, what gets everybody depressed is the fear of being, but I'm depressed. I saved a lot of people with this, by the way. A lot of people at Yeshua's, because I told them, it's fine. I'm speaking about confusion now. Boy, did I confuse people the other day. I'm good at that, by the way. You want to get good confused, come to me. I'll help you out. If you're not confused enough, I'll help you. Now, how are you going to respond to the log volume of my said Hamdi? So first I say, anybody who cries along with these people, with the matzah, it shows, Klal Yisrael, Avos Yisrael, boy, can you cry when you see a thing like this. Boy, can you cry. Just think about it. The families. Sorry, you can't. There's no words to describe it. Chaim Kinevsky said he doesn't know what to say. Come and sign a Beisai. Torah anytime. There's plenty more. You don't see them all, but they're all over the place. Anyway, so they're all depressed. Where am I? Anyways, what's that? I can't find it. Shame. Minas Shemai. Anyway, so what happened? So it gets a broken. And let's get it. But I got a phone call, long distance from Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who runs the Kamash Gachal Pratis, and he's concerned. There are people that aren't learning, aren't davening. They are depressed. It's serious stuff. Speak to them. Calm them down. And don't. You're the guy. By the way, I got nervous. What I got to deal with this one? It's not an easy one. So for sure, you have to, somebody who has tzar, is a Baal Maila, but some people, they don't need to hear that, because they're ganz fine, you know. And there's another way of looking at things. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Say it again! Everything Hashem does is for the good. No. Again. Say it 100 times. Now we're talking business. You said it twice, went into one ear, went out the same year. You know where. Say it 100 times on that episode. Say it. Everything Hashem does is l'tayva. Say it. Repeat. That's Musa. Repeat. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Now we're talking business. You repeat it. Hashem Yerachem is good. I had to be Menachem over somebody. I don't know what to say. They said I did a good job. Whatever, but I'm just, what do you say to such people? I said, first, what I do is I daven. And then I told the guy I went with, I don't even know what I said, but if I daven, it's going to be good. A friend of mine just told me now, he had to make a kumzitz, and he didn't know what he was doing to cheer up some people, and he was mamish out of it, he didn't know, so he ran into the Eibishter to do me a favor. I don't know if I'm coming or going. I don't know how to entertain these people, what to do. I'm doing this Hashem Shemayim. I'm getting nothing out of it. It's all for your kids. Do me a favor. And he said he never had such a kumzitz in his life. He was gewaldig. Run to the Eibishter. I do that all the time. Eibishter, you take over. And so they tell me, I said, what I did say is, every inch of that maaser was precision to the millimeter. This had to be here, and that board fell this way, and that way. There was a yid that was in the next world. It's in Zohar Nalichtig Yan Eden, Yosef, what was his last name again? Ah, sweetie. Inspirations of a Lakewood guy, he put out Weiss. Ah. He told me himself, ABPA, he heard from the brother-in-law of the guy who was dead for 17 minutes. And when he was up in the next world, and he came back, it's a true story, happened there in Israel. And he wrote, the whole Lakewood was reading, page 82, volume 4, Inspirations, what they're called, Yosef Weiss. Visions of Greatness. So page, I think it's volume 4. The whole Lakewood was reading that cover, every page there. Was, you want to get some kind of picture about the next world. Anyway, he, among other things, he said, the next world, they show you every single millimeter. He knew exactly which bone was affected. He was in a car crash, and his whole body was a mess. And he wasn't going to live either, but whatever happened, he lived. And he said, this world, you don't know anything. The next world, why that finger had to get, boom, and that race was every blow of wind, why it came and pushed this ear and not that one. You don't can't imagine. Abishta knows exactly what he's doing. Every inch, that's what I tied it over there. Every mashu, why this guy got and that ear. No, you had to have. No, and this guy was just not there. And this guy was just yes there. And this guy was just, and he died this way, and this guy died that way. Everything is precision, precision, precision. Okay. Anyway, a lot of people, and there are people, Shem Meichai, and the day of his Ptira, he said they should make a simcha out of it. How did that happen? I have a big case. You understand me. I'm very much in that direction. That's what I'm all about. I've told you in the light, Tisha B'Av, you go and thank Hashem 100 times. That's your Tisha B'Av. You're going to get more depressed? Like you're depressed before Tisha B'Av. It's too busy with depression. I don't know if you're allowed to start crying in Tisha B'Av. I don't know if some people, Tanya, I've heard this, it ain't going to harm you. Depends who you're talking to. Some people need a different prescription, how to deal with Tisha B'Av. I kind of, that some people should spend their time thanking Hashem. Some people really need it. You have to ask your Rav. Don't ask me. Your Rebbe says you listen to. But I know an emergency case, they used to tell him to do it. He was very much lich. And his Tisha B'Av became a time of doing tshuva on tachas Hashem, le'yavarat Hashem, le'yachah b'simcha. There were chassidim, I'm not going to say which ones. Why did that Tisha B'Av, there's a big shiloh, what was funnier, Tisha B'Av or Purim? That's the way they dealt with Tisha B'Av. These big, big people, these were not kids. These are chassidim, g'dolei olam, these are malachim, they weren't stumped. That's what they did, because they know the door. You want to get depressed again, here we go. Now, I rather do believe in crying Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. To me, it's sweet like anything. cry a little bit. It's a great pot. Fapak everybody around you. So you cry. They should also be crying. Stand before Yom HaDin, you're not crying. You're normal. The Davis, they're standing there. He's going to, right now, we're going to decide. You cry, that's the biggest school you'll make it through the year. Show the judge that you're scared. And the rest of the time, that now you can start. As soon as you go back, come home, don't forget the apple and the honey, and enjoy yourself and have a good time. And when they sing during davening, make sure you sing loudest. And make plenty of simcha. A little bit crying ain't going to kill you. Especially it'll teach you not to be afraid of the people around you. So you cried. So why didn't you should also cry. You're not scared. Make believe you're scared. You know what a schus that is? I advise everybody to do it. Make believe you're scared on Yom Nagai. But don't do it all year. Stop it. You're going to start crying all day. The vessel we call Abaychen. Abaychen. Oh, it's one of those. Oh, here he goes again. Oh, crying. Oh, what else is, what are you crying for now? Oh, yeah, now there's more problems. Sure. I remember these guys used to come from whatever with their peklach every year to collect money. So every year there was some new problem. Every year. Well, last year we had that problem. That's taken care of. But now we got new problems. And that was chas v'shalom. You can't judge people. But look, the human being is full of that stuff. By nature, we're looking for problems. Yetzer lev ha'adam ra mina urav. Big people from the Litvish Shalom said ra min urav means looking for peklach. That's so you have to go extreme. I'm doing fine. That's it. Bashita, I have no problems. And I'm always lying. Don't forget to lie. I always lie. Bashita, I'm Yisgahaltan, a liar. I'm one of the greatest pathological liars in the world. And I'm proud of it. I lie my head off all day long. My wife knows when I come home, usually I don't talk. How was the day? Yeah, good. Well, once in a while, I offer what happened today. I don't wait for my wife to say anything. I had such a great day today. Uh-oh. What really happened? She knows me like a book, my wife. Well, speaking of a book, I hope my wife doesn't hear this. Anyway, now I'm going to get everybody to listen. I have my ways of getting the elders to listen. Hope my wife doesn't hear this. Now we got to get all ears. They all get, okay, what's coming next? You know, I buy my wife gifts. I'm a good guy. What do you think? I'm a great guy. And I buy gifts. And for this occasion, that occasion, and a lot of those gifts, I have negias, you know. There's a nice book that just came out that I poked light. Wrap it up, please. Nice for my dear wife. Yeah, put it in. That's it. Look what I got you. Wife opens up. You got it for me or for you? Or is that stupid? Let's start up with her. So she, this is going on for years. Now you know all my family secrets. So I buy that. My wife knows. She has my number. And I'm finished. Except this time I got smart. I bought the book that I wanted. I says, Eibishter, don't let my wife hop. I promise you it's a true story. Hope my wife never finds out this one. Ladies, please don't speak to my wife. Do me a favor. Listen to this, I promise you. I wanted a certain book. I wrapped it up. Look what I got you. Ooh, it's great. Just what I wanted. She didn't say a word. Got it for me. Got it. None of that. I davened. Sip, I'm serious. Davened. Like with the flowers. You know, the guy's wife can't stand flowers until I told him, next time you buy flowers for Shabbos, Abish to help, she should like the flowers. These are true stories. Comes home, ooh, just what I always liked. Since when do you like flowers? Since you davened, right? You davened, you don't know, you have the Abish to get anything you want. There's no one like the Abish. Enkel and Kenu. And the Ikka, Nesinus HaTayra, is for Midas HaBetochen. Kup Tarayim, Machtach Emesh, there's room. There's standing room. I got to make sure to tell my wife. They're all standing over there. See, that's called Chava Chedim. I'm having my Kuvin. He never has to stand, so I should get Kuvin. Be able to say they were standing. Anyway. So, We're going to get to, if you're confused, and I confuse you, but good. I talk a lot about simcha. It's an emergency. It's a mepikos nefesh. You got to be, I don't care what happened. You could be mitzvah, you could cry, but stop. You have a burning issue. Fight atzvahs. My Rebbe Rabbi Zishwad Zatzal told me, atzvahs is treif. Don't get near that stuff. It's poison. I'm not atzvahs. But don't you have feelings? Did you hear that? I'm not atzvahs. But don't you this, don't you that? I'm not atzvahs. That's out. I'm not getting near that area. I don't care what. They made a Purim out of a Tisha B'Av. I don't want to see who. The biggest giants. They were respected everywhere. They made a Purim out of Tisha B'Av. They had a reason. I don't do that stuff, by the way. I'm not Lav Dafka, you know. Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. But then I learned a lot of Mussar on Tisha B'Av. I do tshuva on why didn't I have more B'tachon. The Churban happened, Zuck the Gain, not enough B'tachon. So I'm doing tshuva. So I'm in the Tisha B'Av spirit. And I'm doing tshuva, not having enough B'tachon. After a while, I'm smiling ear to ear. So and that's the tshuva. That's going to bring the gula. More simple. Anyway, so I'm very much... Anyway, now that everybody's good and confused, I want to tell you something. The Sefer is right here. This is it. If anyone can get it for me. I once got it. Darkei Emunah V'Hashgacha. It's gewaldig, one of the best likutim on Emunah and B'tachon. There's a shtickle here where he says from a chassidish, I believe, that the biggest tikkun in the world is confusion. All those confused people... Be happily confused. You're going to get a big tikkun by being confused. Being confused is very painful. Ein simcha katoras asfekis. There's a lot of pain. And most of us these days are confused. I'll tell you how to get confused. If you're a serious person and you watch those chassidim, see? Looks like they got it. I can show you some chassidim that, that blow you over. The way they daven. The other ones, the way the Avos is, the way the Chesed, this guy. And you go, hey, there's some, I can show you some litvaks that'll get you really like, look at them, wow. What's the way that this, and they're learning this. And those guys know they're more into Ion, they're much better. And these guys know they're more into this. And these guys just finished that. You get dizzy. In this door, we're all meeting each other. You meet black Jews, you meet everything. Kim Taran, go to the Kaisel. You meet all kinds. David's just confusing us. The confusion is, you look around, maybe that's a good derech. Why was I born in with these guys? I should have been one of those. Those guys are doing much better than me. I have some relatives who are very with a shita, and they tell me off, but good. Ah, you see, your shita is no good, you know. Yeah, I'm serious, this is true. They tell me off, but good, put me in my place. You know what I say? I like exactly the way the Eibishter made me. I'm very happy with Yeshita. You see, we have this, and you don't have that. And we have that. We have this mila, and that mila, and that, and you don't have that. None. So I say, I'm not interested in this mila and that mila. I'm interested in being me. I like being me. Don't bother me with no Sheetas. But this is so much chus. The biggest chus is, to be happy that I'm me. I don't care what I look like to you. I don't need your covet. So in your books, I didn't make it. That's fine with me. In fact, if you're a good Navardiga, you love that. Oh, you actually don't hold for me. That's wonderful. That couldn't be better. I'm so happy to hear that you don't hold for me. It's fine. I'm doing all right. I don't need the whole world to be masking to me. It's not going to happen. Anyway, Chavis Avavis gives you a Havtasa. I've talked from the greatest Rebbe in the world. You'll never get the whole world to hold from you. So I gave up on that a long time ago. So you want to join the club of the people who don't hold from me? Because if they so don't hold from me, it's fine. Besides, I made a shita years ago. I am not sensitive. A shita. You can love me, you can hate me. You don't have to think I'm worth anything. I don't need that stuff. I'm fine. Anyway. So if you're confused, what shita, what that, it's a big schus to be confused. It's not a pasha thing. Now we're planning on making an Avada Yeshiva. Lately, I'm being mispalel. I told the Eibishter, how come you give me hundreds? I need money for my B'tach weeklies. How come you give me hundreds? I would like to get thousands. And I was very stuck about it. No, I kept asking. Suddenly, got your hair is 200. Oh, thank you. Then the next day, I keep asking more. Suddenly, someone gives me 300 cash. These are in my mailbox. And it's paying a little bit, but this guy's bothering me. I owe 4,000. The other guy, 3,000. Piling up. I can't deal with this. I finally says, Eibishter, I asked for thousands. I don't want the 100 business. You know, I want thousands. A different mahalach. That day, I got it right here. In the Vod. $7,200. And since then, like 2 days later, somebody gives me $1,100. Another 5 days later, another $1,100. Just the other day, a guy walks into my house for no reason. Rush Chabura, one of the big Chaburas in God's Lakewood. And he says, this is for you. What? $1,000 cash. Out of nowhere. So I ask for thousands, I get thousands. That's it. I'm spoiled rotten. Whatever I want, I get. Now, the thing is, making an Avada Gemaisid. I started asking, someone in Muncie is starting a whole, where is that beautiful thing you made? I left it upstairs. There it is. Look at this. Avada Community Newsletter. Anybody want to get it? There you go. 201. Call 732-207-3431. Again, 732-207-3431. Look at this. What? That's email over there. NevadaCommunity@gmail.com. NevadaCommunity@gmail.com. Look at this. So you go, yeah, he gives out these things all over Muncie, and he says he's got four vitamins. What are they? This is all tefillah. I daven. That's how I got Golombic. The week Golombic started, I said, hey, I can't deal with this. Someone got to help me. 2 weeks later, Golombic started his hotline. Everything's tefillah. I want thousands, tefillah. Now, Hashem's going to test you. But you keep davening anything you want, daven. You don't know the power. I had a guy on the phone. He came to me. A bacher came to me. He had a very unpleasant physical deformity. He had a very big problem. For years he's suffering until he came to Mandel. As soon as he came to Mandel, I gave him one bracha, 50% disappeared right away. But he bothers me, a little more disappeared. Finally, he's got another problem. He has no friends. I give my brachas. This just happened. I'm on the phone with someone else. Punk, I have no friends. Serious business. It's pretty really, at least in their perception. To me, I'm speaking to a sweet, nice, popular person. But in no friends. Just that minute, the other guy clicks in. And he says, Mandel, I don't know how you did it. You gave me a brush of friends. They're coming from all over. Can you imagine? Three guys just popped in from Canada. They came special like the Eibishter sent them. The power of B'tochen in Hashem is not shayach. You can get anything you want. Friends. I have relationships. I once had a younger man. He has a son. He's involved in a messy, whatever, his whole matzah. His son, two of his sons, don't want to have anything to do with him. And he comes to me crying. My sons don't. They hate me. They don't call me. One of my sons didn't speak to me for a year and a half. I says, it's change. No more of that stuff. 24 hours later, he calls me up. His son was on the phone with him for an hour and a half. And he said, the other son is still a little embarrassed, but he's up and coming. And I had, in that kufa, I must have had 4 or 5 relationships that suddenly turned around. Yeah, we've been talking. It's up to you. You believe. With Shidduchim, I'm starting to, we just made a shidduch like the weirdest. They're getting engaged, one after another. Everyone's beyond yish. And suddenly, because I hold it's all kfita. You have to go, but talking, it's all kfita. People can get yish very easily. Machlin Mikilyain. One of the nicknames they had was yish. I forgot the exact. Yirmiyah is from the Gula. It's interesting. And who? It's so interesting that we have the two cases of Malchus Beis David, where we had Yehuda and Tamar. They rebuilt. It was a Yibam. It's always a Yibam. It's interesting. Yehuda and Tamar, and Boaz and Rus, a Yibam. What's this Yibam? And both Yibams are for Aaron Einan, were not tzaddikim. For those people who are not tzaddikim. Granda, I think Aras Amigo says that Peretz Zarach was the golem of Aaron Einan. They were Dan Aaron Einan Lekavskos, because they lived among Canaanim, so therefore they picked up some nasty ideas. But it wasn't really their fault, because of their environment. Yeah, it is. So Peretz Zarach, now you got another chance. So and now we have the same thing. We have the come at time, it's uncomfortable. We have the same thing with Yehuda, with Boaz and Rus, Machlin and Kilian. Machlin is the worst of the two. The first one saying Machlin was older, and Machlin sees Kilian marrying Orpah a Rashas, and instead of giving him Musa, he goes and marries his sister. So they say Machlin is called Machlin. He made himself Chulin. That's Loshen Machlin. So Lachim Shem Shem Machlin. They made this whole Maisa. That's Malchus. Malchus comes from you're sticking up for somebody who Halavai is worth anything. And that sticking up is very striking. You know, Reb Shem Meir Chai says, if there's one Yid missing in Har Sinai, there's no Shekhinah there. One person is missing, says Reb Shem Meir Chai, there's no Shekhinah. All right, one person, make sure, look at yourself like you're the person. Now, Navardigas, by them, Shavuos, is the favorite. Klum kinah yesh b'chem. The Malachim said, give us the Torah. So the Rebbe just said, you have any kinah? You have any sinah? You're not into that stuff. Torah is not for you. So all those people who are suffering from kinah, type of covid, kas, gaiva, atzlus, shekah, chanifa, all the nasty stuff, the Torah is for you. Be proud. That all those issues that you can't stand, that's your best friend. You know that the degolim, a degol means you pick up a banner to show it's a proud, you know. The nest nisoyan is a nestless noises. And each shavit, you know, there's, I have a sefer here. These are rishayim. They all say that each shavit had its own color. I was once in Australia and I passed by a health food store. And in the window, I saw different colored stones. And I saw a purple stone. I go inside. The guy says, you see that purple stone? People with heart problems, they wear that stone and it gets better. All the stones, it's brought down. It's brought down all the Svarim HaKadoshim. All the stones, each Shevet had its own weakness. And that stone is good. Shimon had a certain weakness. That green stone takes care of that issue. The blue stone takes care. So each shavit had its own issue. And these stone and the flags were the same color as the stones. And the flag shows. So imagine 12 issues. 12 main issues. We're the kinna guys that have to harm on kinna. We're the taiva guys. We're into harming on that. We're the kas guy. Each one of them has a different issue. So your issue is your naceless nices. You're the golem. This is what I'm all about. Fighting that issue. That's something. Doesn't mean that you have to dafka always win. As long as you're fighting. Why did it say they're all called tzvakas in the Bamidbar. Army people. What's this army people? The main thing is to be a leichem. Fighting. Yeah, so you make it, you don't make it. Main thing is that you're fighting, you're trying. The main thing is, I want to tell you something. My experience, but I've mentioned this a few times already. My experience with the Yevishta very, very young. The Yevishta pushes it. We don't have a choice. In this door, we're not getting anywhere without the Yevishta. I'm trying to be a diehard. I dropped a Shalom Bias issue that I was wanted and needed, and they liked my advice, and I was a big hero. and I dropped it for certain frumma reasons. The frumma reason was, I want Eibishter to take over. I don't want to be involved. There's nothing you can do there anyway, between you and me. It was the most, I never in my life saw an issue that was so serious and so crazy and so wacky. And I said, Eibishter, first of all, I was mafiach, there's going to be a Yeshua. I am in the state of denial. That's Bashita. No, fine. But look, for years, and they all say, that all the big experts and all the psychologists and all the askanim, per echad, this is not happening. And they're just starting to move away from those. I says, okay, I'm getting out of this. Eibishter, you're taking over. I just got a message. Makes no sense. Things are working out. Makes no sense whatsoever. I get pregnant. I keep away. In fact, they called me recently. I didn't understand why. Eibishter, now I'll tell you another case where I got involved. This case, they love me. That's no good. They love me to pieces, but they really love me to pieces. These people are on my case for years. They really are crazy over me. And my Rebbe once told me, that's not good for you. Did you hear that? You think it's the Rebbe would see them in my books, that's not so poshut. You think you're against, you don't look for cover. You like it. You're human. It ain't healthy. Have a bunch of sedum jumping after you. That's not so poshut. These guys, they're nuts over me. Now, they had serious problems. Shrek was a problem. And they used to call me Keseda. I was mamish there. What they wouldn't do for me, they loved me. Nobody did to me what they would. I once gave them a bracha. They had an instant turnaround. With major. Like the other one I mentioned, the one where, in New York, where I gave a bracha. Four kids needed extensive therapy for different issues. And the mother would have to spend an hour the day. Each doctor's an hour away, each therapist, for four different kids. And the school is up in arms, your kids are crazy, and the woman is going around like a basket case, she's not well. I gave one bracha, I said, Eibishter, show them who I am, and they had a major turnaround. That's, his mom is up and on. And 2 weeks later, call me again, it's still up, another bracha. I don't hear from them anymore. They are bleeding her. So these people, I did something similar. Now, it lasted for a month. It was mamish nisim gulim. I just said it was broken. I even made it half-hearted. Like, yeah, that'll be all right. And boom, it was done. A month later, it came back. The problem came back. And they're on my case, and they're calling me, now do this. And I loved it there, because I love being a machanach. And have great ideas. And I was exercising all my chachmas and doing this and doing that. And it was great. And one thing I didn't like about it is Eibishter somehow told me, I don't like this. I dropped them like a hot potato. To me, it's, the Chazon Ish says that when you do a shtadlus, you have to do it with coldness. Your heart's not allowed to be there. My heart was too much involved. I dropped it. I just got a report. Major improvement. Sometimes you know, it's a bracha, the Chazon Ish. Some say, the Malbim says, bracha gevi shivtev Hashem v'shtev tachai. There's a bracha if you don't do ishtadlus. There's also an ashrei if you don't do ishtadlus. No ishtadlus whatsoever brings the biggest bracha in the world. Don't do ishtadlus. Not everybody's up to these things. But I find that to be a very, I also had a maaser recently where somebody tells me about his wife. He's been calling me for the longest time. Very sweet guy. Chassidish guy. He calls me up about his wife. Her foot is in bad shape. Both feet, one foot, terrible, swollen up. And she must get a procedure and she can't move and she can't walk. She can't this, she can't that. And so I gave brachas and brachas. He got the procedure and everything's better. 2 weeks later, he calls me back. It's starting up a little bit again. The doctors want to make another procedure. I say, no procedures. Say goodbye to those doctors. No hishtablus. I never believed in that anyway. So to me, it doesn't bother me. I say, don't you do anything. I got a call this Friday. His wife's back to normal. She didn't touch the doctor. Don't get near them. I do this all the time. I have tremendous mileage with this. I say, don't. Leave. Watch. Watch it improve. Watch. You know what the stipler said? If he would have gone to a doctor, he would have been gone a long time ago. Because once you address something and you focus on it, you think about it and talk about it, it becomes real. And it sits there. And it stays there. And it spreads. But when you remove yourself from it and you make a joke out of it and you laugh at it, they do this with plants. You know, I saw a picture of two plants. One plant, they played soft, beautiful music. There's a whole book there against jazz music. Somebody put out a book about it. And it shows when you play this Jewish jazz, whatever it is, they played it, and the next morning they saw in front of a plant. The next morning the plant shriveled up and looked disgusting. Then they played soft, sweet, heilige Yiddish music in front of another plant. Next morning they take a look at the plant, it's blossoming. So, Rabbi said, let's get to Jewish music. Anyway, here's this story. The story is this. They found that plants and machines, now machines, that's my own research. I met Messiah Levi to my guy. Anyway, I'm not asking Yidden already like the from. I asked the guy the fourth time. I just met him. I saw he was fixing my friend's photo. What are they called? The copy machines. And he's fixing it. I says, tell me the truth. When nervous people come, what happens to the machines? He says, you guessed it. They take revenge with a venom. Whenever you come with it, I got to get this done right away. If you don't get it done, as soon as you say that, watching. I mean, the first time it happened to me, I went to BP Graphics and I was crazy nervous. And suddenly the machine broke. I never saw that machine should break. And I said, I was fishing. Maybe you're guilty. And I asked the guy standing there. He says, yes, there was a lady there. And they both laughed. Yes, that happens all the time. You get a nervous customer. I heard this again and again and again and again and again. It's all over. One of the Scotsmen who told me about it, he says, don't ask me how that works. You know, he's telling me, but that's the way it is. It is. Yeah. And the latest guy said, it looks like the machine's taking revenge against you. And he's angry at you. I used to say a long time ago, people I get along with very well. With machines, I still need some therapy. How to get along with machines. I'm not too well with them. My father doesn't help with machines. He used to tiny that. Takes away the person's brains or else. You know, you one and one is two, okay, take out the thing. But your brains are gone, you know, the machines are taking over the world. Anyway, but now when you're nervous you cause that. If you're calm, you know what you do? If you have a nervous situation, you have a kid that's doing nasty things, and you're calm, well, Chas v'Shalom, you are causing a certain kayach. Of the tachan, that's calming down the matzah, and things straighten out. I once had a murder gemaisa. I once sang a tefillah, and I was in my car coming back from New York. I needed Yeshua, but instead of like, hey, Mr. Please help me, I sang a soft, happy tefillah. I came home. The Yeshua looked just like the tefillah. That's something. There's a maisa with. I'm just kidding. I mean, not kidding. It's a true story, but I don't mean to put down anybody. There are certain chassidim. I go like them. Rav Nosson held like them. To scream at davening. But anyway, one of them was once screaming in front of the Heilige Rishona. He's screaming at davening. And the Rishona, your Rishon is easy. You know, they don't like extremes. That's the way they are. I'm a Rishona. But I lean to these types. I'm a Lebedika type. So I like this. So anyway, so the Rebbe sees the guy screaming and davening, and he goes over to him and he says, look, I've been good in Gaitisnisht, the days in the Zichanish game. You know what that means? When you speak nice, it doesn't work. So when you speak rough, sure it's not going to work. That's their shita. You do your own thing. You don't have to worry. But I do want to tell you that sometimes your nervousness. Now, our nervousness is different.
our nervousness is faket. There's a Gemara. I'll show you a proof. When you're calm, I know a guy who had trouble with a teenager. For a year, he watched a teenager rebel against him. And a teenager was good at it. This teenager, ooh, he was here, Chevron. He knew how to get in his father's skin. He used to dafka turn on blast jazz music right in the spot where he knew his father. The music that his father hates the most, he used to put it on right under the father's nose, make believe he, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't notice you. He was a real character, this kid. He can kill, he knew how to get under someone's skin. He was brilliant. In learning, he was schwach. But in getting under his parents' skin, he was an Eliyahu of Halavai. In learning, he could have been the biggest machadish. He was very, I'm serious, this guy was very good at it. And the father was going through Gehenna until he called Mandel. You know what Mandel told him? You're going to work in Betochen. You're going to work in Betochen. Don't you dare say a word. Betochen. Spend a lot of time Betochen. And he told me, the guy said, it took him a year. He was so full of relaxed, yeah, the kid's straightening out to himself. He didn't say a word to the kid. For a whole year, watching the show, didn't say a word. A year later, the kid made a total turnaround for the rest of his life. He became the biggest knocker for the family. And he told me the kids feel somebody stressed out over me. That's not healthy. Stressed out over me. Somebody's calm over me. Isn't that better? Somebody's relaxing over me and not getting excited to start my shtick. It was magic. The kid made a total turnaround. So now, there are people that I believe, you know, even though they're doing the wrong thing, and they're getting crazy nervous, they will get Yeshuas because they were never nervous. David says, Rachmanis on them. You hear what I said? When you're nervous and you're not having betochen, sometimes you're going to end up even better. Because you're trying. And that's valuable in Shemayim. And there's a Gemara. The Shemayim Moon brings it down. I believe it's the Tainus. Somebody had Chalishas Hadas. He's asking for rain. It didn't work. Chalishas Hadas means no betochen. That's what it means. Chalisha Sadas. He had one of those, he blew it. You don't have betochen. And he had an instant Yeshua, because Hashem had Rachmanis on the Chalisha Sadas that he had. So here's the rule. You always win. Like Rabbi Galinsky told me, no matter what you do, you won. All the people who were sad over the matzah in Lag B'Omer, they won. Power of feeling bad for Yidden is going to bring Mashiach. That's those guys. And the guys that went around, no, you have to be more besimcha. Maybe it's a sign from Shimei Achai wants us to be more besimcha. We're not enough besimcha. So let's do tshuva and have more simcha. And that's going to be... You guys are also right. I told you the way I work with Sheldon Bayes' problems. The husband screaming at me for half an hour, what a terrible wife he has. You're right. And the wife calls me up, screams for half an hour, what a terrible husband he is. You're right. And then the guy that sees what I was doing says, hey, Mandel, make up your mind. You're also right. So I am a very agreeable person. Everybody's right by me. So, elu ve'elu. And the guy that's good confused about Mandel, make up your mind. What are you supposed to do here? The source of confusion is so great. That confusion is so holy. It's Yesudim. It is. Ain't Simcha Gatar Las Vegas. You're all confused. Right now, Galinsky told me this. You said, I'm not making this up. He said, with the Abishta, everything is good. You deal with him. That's exactly the way it is. But it's up to you. You're going to get discouraged. Hashem don't like that. Hashem, no. He likes that too. I'm happily discouraged. Like Baruch Hashem, I'm good and discouraged. So that pain is going to bring you Yeshua. But either way, you are. What was the Maisa? He told me this. I won't say the name. Adam God will be Yisrael. All the Gdolim pictures, they have him. I got 2 more minutes. This tzaddik, he, by mistake, did something in the hospital. He had a girl, 24-year-old daughter, and he was supposed to watch her. And he stepped out for a minute, and she was Nifta Nebuch. And he was beside himself until Rabbi Galinsky came to be Menachem Mobile. And he said, don't worry, with the Abbey says everything. She had to die, the best thing for her. And you, just be more careful next time. It's done. But everything's good. Don't got what I did, and I hate myself, and I'm terrible. And you see, this proves I always do the wrong thing. And what a chilul Hashem. You're getting good and from now. It's a chilul Hashem. You have a good case. People love sad stuff. I'll bring you Chazal to Mashiach. Yeah, you see, you did wrong then. It's not going to work. I don't know for sure. So you have to go in a campaign to go extreme opposite of the love of putting yourself down, of saying everything said. You know what I do? That mindset? I'm not. I'll go against the whole world. I will come challenge me. I say, I'm going to start crying. But first, I'm going to start laughing over his. He's healthy. He's good. This guy's all right. Healthy stomachs? I saw 1,000 of them today. 1,000 healthy stomachs, healthy hearts, healthy lungs. I saw people moving and talking and happily married, happily unmarried, but happy people. I saw people learning. I saw people eating. There's so much goodness. I don't know how to thank Hashem enough. Like the Christians have said, how do you thank Hashem? There's so much to thank Him. That's my issue, by the way. My issue is how to thank Hashem. Now, as soon as I'm finished, I'll be sad. But you gotta see positive more. You gotta have a balance. People tell me, no, you gotta be realistic. Something bad happened. Don't turn away. You also gotta be realistic. You know how many good things are happening? No one's even talking about it. Now I wanna tell you something. If you're gonna see only good, Hashem will show you more good. Keep saying everything's good. Keep saying it when it's no good, it's Hakala Taiva! Believe me. I was a Menachem Mobile, one of those people. It wasn't easy. You're allowed to be human. You're allowed to care. You're allowed to cry. But, genug! You got plenty of that stuff. You have feelings. Now, in Novartis, they did crazy things, which I will not repeat in public. I will strongly advise, don't you dare say that in public. By the way, they're not the only people who did these things. Novartis could cry also. I know certain Hasidus that a friend of mine was once mastered somebody at a Levaya, and he was crying, and that Hasidus, which is probably one of the most chashuv Hasidus in the world, they told him afterwards, you cry? What's that all about? The imams don't understand the concept of crying. There's a reason for these things, because they're working on midas, they know the matzav of the dar. It's not so pashut. But I'm grounded more in the middle, I'm not so extreme, you're not going to cry ever. But I definitely relate to the happy guys for sure. Al Sfiras Hamidus, you gotta find reason to be happy. I wanna do a schus for the Niftarim. I gotta be Isaac and Simcha, Le'ilin Ishmasim, whatever. You gotta head for Simcha, find excuses to be happy. And you, Rebbe Shalom, you do the right thing. And this, daven hard that this Kabbalah Satorah should be the best we ever had, the last one in Gullis. And we got one more thing, and that's gonna be nasty. I advise the Elim should walk out before they hear this. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm talking to the Abish. I want to show the Abish that he made a message over here. Now, there's a terrible mitzvah that happened. I will not belittle that. Don't you be chashed me for that. Hashem Yirachem. The smallest, if one guy's finger was in trouble, it's a good enough reason not to sleep for a week. Oh, yeah, the holy yuk, the pain, the parents and kids. Oh, Hashem Yirachem. That's not the problem with us. But I want to tell you one zach, that there's so much pain out there of Jews who never wore tefillin, never kissed a mezuzah, never wore tzitzis once, never had a Shabbos in Yom Tov. Millions of Jews, our brothers and sisters, have no, what do they have? Two canaries? Have a dog? By the way, Spotty's a good dog. I remember Yida, he was a neighbor of mine, he used to talk about his dog. I promise you, his eyes lit up more than all the nachas if he had 10 kids. Mitzvah, I'm learning full time. His dog. Blackie is a good dog. I love him. The love for a dog. There's a dog cemetery a half hour from Lakewood. You want to see what love is? You haven't seen it. I mean, first time I saw it, I said, boy, these guys are real warm people. And then I found that it's a dog cemetery. And you have to see what they write about their dogs. We all miss you. We all the people at the office are still talking about you.
dogs. You want to go? Popcorn Zoo. It's right half an hour from me. You ever go there? I got you a basic course. You have to get in there. There's a special, you can wash your hands if you want before you go in there. And there's they have a copies of the Hespedim that they gave for Blackie and Brownie and White and Spotty and all these guys that have the dogs. This is what our brothers are doing. Dogs and cats and parakeets. And that's life. And maybe they'll have a kid or two. Maybe we have to decide. Are we actually getting married? We're not into that. We're not getting married. I don't want to talk. Where's the marriage? You guys normal? No, you don't care for these people? What are they going to come to in Yenneveld? A black gemara? Don't even dream of that. Did they ever say, wear a yarmulke for 1 second in their lives? It's way by far more tragic than 100 of these, what happened in Meron. It's reckless. So you're not one of those shaluchim. I just spoke to a shaliach in America. A Lakewood shaliach, who's a Manalapin. And I told him my piece. I says, if the guys, nachas v'shalom, stay in Lakewood. Don't listen to me. I stayed in Lakewood. Don't listen to a word I'm saying. But for those people that might, whatever, the Rashivas used to beg me to go. I didn't go because no one went. But I see, after dealing with hundreds of people, there are so many people would be total different humans if they had the achrayus of serving the public. Peter, you have no idea who you really are. I told this to a few of the chevra who are Lakewood shluchim, and they all agree with me 1,000,000,000%. Well, Babbage is the Chavetz Chaim Nikas. All of them are the happiest people in the world. And once you go out there, your Peklos Hashem takes care of Aaron, Gabe, Avtochus. Anybody want to challenge me on this? I did my research. I know Shitas Lakewood. I'm sort of Navardic for sure. That's why I'm Navardic all the way. Out of Navardic Hill. You got your Aaron, Gabe, Avtochus. You go out. And nothing told this to me. Your kids will be fine. You go, don't be afraid of the world. And that's what I try to get my favorite. Don't be afraid. Anybody want to work for me? Start doing things for the public. Stop. It's a big schooler. Hope somebody just put this out, this thing there in Muncie. It's Murray. They're making bad in there. We're going to have Netz Hashem. We have groups all over the place that want to bring the Vardik back. We want to build Moses. We want to move anybody interested in doing, do. It's a healthy thing to do for the public. Do something for Klal Yisrael. And Netz Hashem, we should be Zayisha to the Geula Shalema. Amen. Amen.